So this precious human life then, so according from the Tibetan tradition, one thing to say about this, it's not just, it doesn't refer to just someone or anyone with a human form. It's not just about having a human form. It is about having a human form. It's a human being or human birth with the eight freedoms and the 10 endowments and present, and often as well with three kinds of faith. So that's the precious human birth. So it's a human birth that has with it the eight freedoms and the 10 endowments. So I'll say what those freedoms and endowments are later on. I've also got a handout for you, so you don't have to write it. Although you don't have to write the details of what they are down and take that away with you. So it's being human, and it's having the eight freedoms, 10 endowments, and also some measure of faith. That's the precious human birth. And also traditionally, then we're looking at a precious human birth in comparison with beings in the other five realms in this Tibetan tradition. It's in comparison to the other five realms. The human realm is so precious. So again, within that way of thinking about life, that you can see the universe teems with consciousness in this way of looking at it. But there is a difference of there's a difference of degree between what's possible in a human realm as compared to the others. So all beings have Buddha nature. It's there. I mentioned it this morning, but to repeat it again from the Jewel Ornament of Liberation. All beings have Buddha nature, but the precious human body with the right juncture, that's the unique occasion of the eight freedoms and 10 endowments, and with faith, that is the most conducive set of circumstances to realize the potential that's inherent in Buddha nature. So humanness has distinctive features, has the capacity to choose and change. It throws up the question, isn't it? If that's the statement about there's something very so precious about being human with it within a certain set of conditions, why is that? What is it that comes from that therefore is it's so valuable? Well, one is that we as human beings, in comparison with the other realms, we have the capacity to choose and change. We've got that's based on our capacity for of our consciousness, our self-reflexive consciousness. We can reflect on ourself. We can reflect on our actions. We can reflect on how our actions impinge and impact on other people. And that capacity to choose and change, and capacity for reflection. Those in particular are the sort of priceless privileges of human life. They're hard to win, and they bring a responsibility. They also bring the possibility of enlightenment, hence the preciousness. So traditionally then, we're told, or advice of our spiritual friends is meditate on this rare opportunity.